106.1.
Happy Self-Healing Tuesday. This is Carrie Kay, and I am so excited to be on today to talk to you about something that's near to dear in my heart. We've got a lot of things going on Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. I want to thank my Heavenly Father for giving me this opportunity to be able to get online and talk to all of you beautiful people out there. We're all going through certain circumstances, so I ask for prayer for all the people in this holiday season. And we do have someone on the show today that I'm going to introduce here in just a minute. And he is helping a lot of homeless people here in Pinellas County and different areas. So
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn.
Yes, so, glad to be
and
here.
Thank you, Marcy, for being
You're
here
welcome.
Today.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate you a lot. Marcy's been on the show before. And we're going to welcome her back. We've missed
you
a lot.
You.
Marcy's written a couple of books that are just amazing.
Thank
and we're going to be talking a little bit about biohacking your
yes.
body
mm-hmm.
and your soul and your mind. And I am working with my 5-step program, too, where I'm working with people with their mindset, making sure that they drink a lot of water, make sure that you eat your really healthy nutrition, exercise, and sleep. So I'm going to be working with people with that. We've got some really great events coming up, don't
yes, we?
We
do.
So
yes.
we have the very first event that I'm going to be doing by myself with Dawn Reese. And I want to thank her for being on the letting me be on the show. I mean, that's her special beauty queen segment is Living a Healthy Lifestyle show. So we do want to give a shout out to Dawn Reese and Miracle Stories that she's been very helpful with us
yes,
to get this going. And we are working with Dawn Reese and Norman at the Russo's Pizza. We're going to be bringing in our very first event on Saturday, the 18th. I'm super, super excited, and it's from 11 to 4. So if you guys want to be a vendor, please contact me, PM me, Carrie K. Davis. You guys can also call me at 515-822-4877, and you could be a vendor at that really great event. We're going to bring a lot of people in. So
awesome. Awesome.
Thanks a lot, guys. So my very first guest this afternoon.
You have a lot going on.
I do have a lot going on. Well, that's called Living a Healthy Lifestyle,
yes,
right?
Yes. Sounds like me.
Yeah. So I have Glenn, and your last name is Wilder, right?
Yes, it
Glenn
is.
Wilder.
Thank you, Glenn
and,
Wilder.
Yeah, and we met, on Facebook, and he sent out a message to me telling me that he helps the homeless. So tell me a little bit about where all this got started. You've got a really amazing story where
it's crazy.
You know, God has totally taken you out of...
It's just amazing how I got this far already.
I'm
lucky to be alive and lucky to be able to help somebody else today.
Awesome.
And the company started 8 years ago. I started a 501c3, and we started it with a couple pastors, and with their blessings, we went and started a little homeless shelter, and it's blossomed and blown up, and we're helping 300 homeless people now, working over 100 homeless people a day. We have a huge food pantry. We're getting 40,000 pounds of food a week.
Wow.
I have a thrift store. We help pretty much, we're on the south side of St. Pete. We're down in the old Christmas toy factory. A lot of people in South St. Pete know that area.
Great.
Then we have a 60-unit apartment complex and several houses. We have case managers, van drivers, office staff, labor foremen. I mean, we
You're
give out
the one
free,
that's busy.
Yes. I give out free showers and free clothes to all the homeless that come
that's
by.
Awesome.
They can get free food, things like that.
Oh, that
we
is
really
so awesome. I'm going to be working with somebody that is also going to help the homeless. We're going to put makeup on them
awesome.
And take pictures with Santa. So I'm meeting with
really?
Her tomorrow.
Can I bring some of my homeless people?
Yeah, Marcelo, you certainly can. I'll tell her event is not until the 19th.
I'm there.
Yeah, I will definitely tell you all about it. So tell us a little bit, Glenn, about where all this got started for you in your childhood and what you've been through. And
just along to, I feel I was born with an addictive personality. Mom and dad's already passed away from the disease of addiction. I have siblings and family members that are all with the disease of addiction. So I was around it, and I was sort of born that way too a little bit. And I've been through some hard times, and I think those hard times, you know, hard knocks, learn from them. And
Yes, we definitely do.
And I've been to several rehabs and jails and institutions and all that other happy thing that's helped people get better. And finally, I think the
brain... we have to walk the walk to really be able to, you know, would you not agree?
We have to walk the walk to be able to have a story,
to be able to help people. That's what we are here for.
Yeah, I've lost that selflessness. You know, and now it's all about the love of giving, and I am selfless there.
That is so amazing.
24/7, I'm just giving back. That's for sure.
That's awesome.
I'm one of those administrators where, you know, they don't have to go through a receptionist and the secretary to come see me. They can come right.
Well, you called me right away, so I do want to say thank you very much for that.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and it's a pleasure that you are here, because what you are doing is helping the people in this community, and that's my goal ultimately, is to help people in this community and to keep the money in the community to help the home.
It keeps a tribe.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Everybody's got a pitch.
So tell us about a couple of the programs that you have going on.
Well, I have the 300-bed homeless facility, and we have a van that takes them to 12-step rooms. We have a van that comes in and takes them to church. We have a bus, 3 15-passenger vans, 3 box trucks, and 7 minivans, and we take them all to work. This coming weekend, we're doing the 97X backyard barbecue at the fairgrounds. We just got done doing the turkey trot at Daytona, and we're doing the next day event at Daytona. We just got done doing the medieval fair down in Sarasota.
I saw that. Wow. I was going to actually go that.
It was fun. First time I ever been. I'm from Sarasota area, and this is the first time I ever went, and it was exciting. We'll be down in Orlando with them next, and then they're going to Tampa. So we're going to follow them around. We'll be little carnies, I guess, for a little bit.
Great. So you got some good things coming up then.
Definitely. We just went to another contractor today, and hope to send about another 20 people to work every day there. When I leave here, I get to find out the news.
Okay.
I'm hoping it's good.
Well, yeah, it's always good news when you can help people.
Definitely. I mean, people come into my program without any money. We don't expect any money. And we get them the clothes, we get them the food, we get them in the bed, and we send them off to work. And they get their own little timesheets, their own little swipe cards. You know, we're not here to hold all their money.
Now, do they have children?
Unfortunately, I don't open up that can of worms. No children.
Oh, I see. Because we were going to do the toys for tots.
We do families, and we do a lot of toys down at our thrift store. We have a lot of families that come in through the community, because we give out food to everybody.
And you give out toys to kids.
And we give out toys.
Okay, because that's what Marcy was talking about. Right. And I thought that was a really great idea that you had, Marcy.
About donating toys.
Yeah. So I think we should do a toy drive.
I think so, too.
Right before our first event.
Right. Yeah. I think that'd be great if somebody wants to drop off some toys. You know, that would be highly appreciated, because there's so many children out there right now that are in need. They do have toys for tots, but, you know, I just wanted to add some extra, you know, so we could, you know, share that, you know, for
I'll
the kids.
Sure,
share the
box.
Love.
I'll make sure I get a box down there. A lot of people donate those things.
Yeah.
I get a lot of that stuff through Feeding America and RCS and Free Clinic and all the other places that I get free food.
Well, the event that I'm doing on the 19th is actually a toy drive, so I'm really excited about that. I'm going to meet with the lady tomorrow, Marcello, if you're listening, and I'm gonna learn more about her event that she's doing. So we are basically sending out information to events and letting them know that we're here to help get that information out.
They'd be setting up tables and everything, and a lot of other people will be there?
Yes.
Awesome. Hopefully we can be there too for you.
Yeah, we will be there with 106.1 Tantalk Radio and Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. Don Reese will be there with her miracle stories to some of the events that we're doing.
Busy girl.
So what's coming up for the future in helping the homeless?
Well, we're hoping to get another facility. We've got this one packed. I mean, unbelievable that it just
it's really working.
It is working. I've been in business 8 years now. We've been helping homeless for 8 years now, and it's just been packed the last couple years or so, and we're looking for to get, grow another building and grow our labor service. We've expanded to letting people, the homeless people on the outside, not just in our program, but on the outside as well. You know, if you don't want the four walls. Some people don't want the four walls.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I will employ them, too. I will give them free clothes, too. I will give them food, too.
Wow, that is so awesome. Mm-hmm. So I do know that I'm working also with another organization for women's events.
Right.
And her name is Amber Lee. And she lets women come in and children come in and get out of her store that she has. So
wow.
It's, yeah,
they can all come to my thrift store. I mean, I give free clothes out. All the homeless that come into my thrift store get a free shower, a free set of clothes, and free food.
That's and amazing. Then, that's great.
Wow.
Coming up, we're all in with the Homeless Leadership Board, and we do. It's actually the Homeless Leadership Alliance now. They just changed, and we're doing the cold night shelters. We'll have all those gray blankets and the MREs.
Aww,
you know, the meals
wonderful.
To pass out, and we pass out all the blankets and the MREs and drive them to the shelters. And then it's coming up the homeless memorial, and I think they have one in Clearwater too.
And but what's the date on that?
The one in St. Pete is December 17th. And it'll be, I think it's outside this year at the UU Church downtown.
Marcy, did you have any questions for our guests?
I do. Have you ever thought about the tiny homes? Have you, inquired about doing the tiny homes? Because some of the communities now are organizing, you know.
Yeah, I heard
some
about
of
that.
These, right. They're organizing, you know, some of the contractors come in and build these tiny homes for the homeless.
And people are giving money.
I know other agencies that do it. The Celebrate Outreach has played with a couple of them. I know the Pinellas Sex Offender Reentry Coalition plays with it. I know the PTEC, Pinellas Technical College, they help build them with the PERC Build organization. And I don't look into it much. I know I've been on the neighborhood associations. Like the Melrose Mercy Neighborhood Association, I've been with it down on the south side of St. Pete, and they've talked to some of the contractors about putting, you know, two tiny homes on one lot so more people can live.
Oh, well, yeah, that would be great.
And, you know, they tear down these old abandoned houses, and they make room for putting two tiny homes on a lot instead of just one house, one single family home. It'll be two single family homes.
Oh, well, that would even be better,
yes,
right?
Yes, it would be great.
Yeah.
I don't play much with that. I have a 60-unit apartment complex.
That's awesome.
I don't play with the tiny homes
that's
thing.
That's awesome.
Aren't just too much for me, the tiny home thing.
And they're always full, and it sounds like it's growing
it
even
is.
More.
It is. It's always full, and it just to play with the homeless is fun. You know, when they're starting to stand up straight and their shoulders go back and they start looking forward, you know, and they put a smile on their face and you can see the sparkle in their eye, and then you know it's working.
So are you, are you seeing some major changes?
In the 8 years I've been in business, yeah. Well, in my program, and not like a lot of them, it's permanent supportive housing. They can be there forever. And I have some clients that's been with me I've been open 8 years, and there's one client that's been with me for 8 years. A homeless guy crawled out from underneath the steps at my very first building when I was unlocking the door, and he's still with me today.
Aww.
And then I've had a few other ones.
Has he gotten back on his feet again a little bit? Has there been any?
He was an older veteran on disability already, but now he's living, at least he's getting food every day and clean clothes every day and making his appointments at the VA. He's not living underneath some steps somewhere.
That's good. So there is some progress. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, some people ask about, you know, have you had any progress or success stories? Well, sometimes I'm thinking, well, what is success? I mean, is it just getting a man off the streets for one day? Is it getting him off the streets one day and then getting him clean? Is it getting him off the steps, getting him clean, and getting him a job? Is it doing it for 30 days a week? I mean, sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's slower.
No,
for
I would
people.
Say just any progress at all would be good. And what I'm hearing is that there's some progress with people that want to make that change.
I have there's actually a member on my board, since I'm a 501c3, that's actually a contractor, and he came from jail to DACO to us, got his contractor's license, and now he employs through the labor service people that came through my program as well.
Oh, well, that's so good.
Yeah, that's nice. Awesome. And there's some, my parking lot's filling up. I have a huge parking lot at the apartment complex, and it's filling up with cars because people are getting their license back and getting their cars. You know, they're making the correct steps where they're getting the license, they're getting the car, and then finally getting a place to stay.
Well, then your prayer would be a bigger location.
Another location,
Right? That would be so cool. How many locations altogether?
I have 5 houses, a 60-unit apartment complex. I have a thrift store and a food pantry and a labor service. So,
oh, that's amazing.
A few.
Great.
That's amazing.
I love it. I love everything I do there.
You know, awesome.
I go to the Homeless Leadership Board, and I work to try to get these homeless people off the streets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is so great. Like, I know I've driven by some of the people that are on the corner, and I pray about, before I give them money, I pray. And God tells me, you know, that if this person really needs help. Like, when my husband was alive, God rest his soul, he died in 2007, he would just go to a family that he sees that was on the corner and get them diapers, you know, if he saw that they had kids or whatever, you know.
I've been in town here 20 years now in Pinellas County. I came from Manatee County. And there's a home, I'd say about 60% of the homeless people you see on the streets today are the same 60% of people you saw on the streets last year. And a lot of it is the chronically homeless. People, you know, because the addictions, the mental health.
Everything that they're going through.
You know,
so do you offer counseling?
Runs hand in hand. I don't have a licensed counseling there, but, you know, we're willing to drive them to the Suncoast or the Directions or the Winmores, the PHPs, the IOPs.
Of course, and they're going to churches, too, where they can get
also the
support
churches.
From
There's
the pastors.
There's a couple pastors that come in, do Bible study, things like that.
Oh, that's good. You know,
we just don't drag them in and put them in a room and let them lay there. No.
Well, no, I just meant, was there any support groups for them?
The 12-step rooms, the everything.
What's a 12-step room?
AA, NA, CA.
Oh, I have a friend who does NA, Bridget. She's amazing. She's really awesome.
We want to offer anything that's going to help. We just don't say just church or just 12-step rooms or just medications. We want anybody to find anything they can to get them help.
Oh, definitely.
Anything that will help them.
I agree.
So, Marcy, tell me a little bit about what's going on with you. You just wrote you're in the process of finishing your third book.
I am. I've written some e-books. And my very first one, which I brought it with me here. And that's actually, I'm falling and I can get up. And it's actually all about self-esteem. And it's about picking yourself back up, being resilient despite, you know, adversities in your life. And I did this not long after I had my accident. And it's helped me. And I'm using this as a platform, you know, to help young girls, you know.
And also what you've been going through, too.
Yeah, you know.
To help other people. Because I know, Marcy, you're looking for a home right now.
I am. I'm also looking.
And it is really difficult
out there.
It is very difficult.
That's awesome that you wrote something like that with the times that are going on right now. That's perfect for it.
I know. And then, well, my newest book coming out, you know, I'm having it edited right now. It's called Biohacking Your Mind and Body and Creating a Life That Does Not Suck.
Is that the title?
I love it.
You're awesome.
It is.
That's awesome.
I wanted to have a little twist in there, you know, a little twist. So it's, you know, it's helpful, especially during these times right now with COVID, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody either, you know, renewing their self.
I went to school last year so I could get my certification in holistic medicine.
That's awesome.
And healing the body holistically. Yeah. I got involved with an excellent program that you're actually on right now with the stem cells. And really what it is it's a patch that actually builds your stem cells in your body with the HGK copper peptide levels.
It's great.
Yes. That's interesting.
Our bodies have light in them already.
Yes, ma'am.
So light frequencies is the future of medicine. And if people are paying attention and listening and watching about what's going on, cells are being rebuilt in your body from me getting hit.
I like the holistic touch. That's
yes.
awesome.
And I got hit by a school bus last year. and should not even be here right now.
And the holistic touch, that stuff helped?
It has totally regenerated my back. Amazing. And Marcy, what is that little bitty Band-Aid? It looks like a Band-Aid.
Right. It's, you know,
That's it?
I keep it on the bottom of my foot. I have one on my shoe. And it actually has photomodulation, which actually puts more light into your body. It's almost like vitamin D.
Yes, from the sun.
From the sun. But it uses infrared lighting. Mm-hmm. So it uses the natural infrared lighting.
Do you feel that right away? Does it take a little bit?
Well, it takes some time. Some people notice it right away.
It's 50% of people that notice the difference. Yeah. In the first patch, we had a 27-year-old that had a sciatic nerve. Right. We put it on, we prayed, and he has never had pain again. So you just never can tell.
Right.
You know, God is in the healing business, and he's using these amazing light frequency patches to help
definitely
people.
We have to be positive like that.
Yes,
we
do. I agree.
So what
I
have
agree.
You seen from wearing it?
I've noticed my energy level, because before I was lucky to get out of bed before 10:30, because it's like I have chronic fatigue, and when I started using the patches, I noticed that, you know, my energy, it was so much more profound.
How available are these things?
Basically, you just get on our website and order them. And
really?
Yeah. And I have some that I will give you one today and let you try. But you do wear them for 12 hours to regenerate your stem cells, your own stem cells.
You say light generation, and so you're supposed to wear it during the day?
You wear it for 12 hours, yes. Okay. And it doesn't matter.
I'm learning, sorry.
It doesn't matter if the sun's out or not. You have light in your body, which is created through the vitamin D that we get too. It is recommended that you get vitamin D, but you wear it for 12 hours on and then 12 hours off to replenish.
I like that, because I'm not a big medication guy, and I like that.
Yes, it is not a medication patch. This has little amino crystals in it. It's got salt crystals, which is Himalayan,
right? Mm-hmm.
A little salt and sugar. Mm-hmm. And the amazing inventor, David Smith, is just awesome.
Yeah,
we just went to a conference Orlando, and it was just so awesome to hear about these technologies of light therapy. And I know, because I have a circulation magnetic therapy mat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mat, and I have an infrared light.
Those are wonderful.
And these are things that we can use holistically to heal the body. And I've noticed that this patch has actually put my body back into homostasis.
Have some of this at the showcase you're doing?
Yeah.
The event you're having?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be talking about, is my health and wellness event.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, and Marcy's been on the patches for how long?
Oh, a couple months.
Yeah, and I've been on for a year.
Yeah, I have noticed. I have noticed some changes. Yeah. So
I'm gonna have to try now. You guys almost talked me into it.
Yeah, well, and it's as little as $3 to $5 a day. It's as little as a cup of coffee a day to help regenerate those issues. And you know, with stem cells, you never know what's going on in the body. They build just different areas in the body. So if you've got something going on with your liver or your kidney or your heart or any kind of conditions like that. Now, I'm not saying that it cures, heals, or treats anything.
Correct.
Because it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that the body automatically heals itself, right?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
If you use these modalities, it really puts it into gear. Like,
it does.
100%.
It really does.
And that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no pain in my back anymore at all.
Helping
gone.
The body heal itself.
Yes,
awesome.
And we have animals that are using these patches. I put one on my little baby teddy bear,
aww,
Yorkie. You know, I'm seeing amazing things with him and his energy levels. And, you know, my sister-in-law's dog is hearing again.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're talking.
All miracles.
Yes, we are talking about miracles are happening. And I do believe the man upstairs is very busy right now.
I think so, too. Well, they actually created these patches for the Navy SEALs.
Yes.
And
you heard all about that, right?
Right. They actually created, you know, the patches for the Navy SEALs so they wouldn't have to do stimulants. They wouldn't have to, you know, take stimulants.
Oh, sure.
And this is a natural, you know, way for them to stay awake and stay alert and be vibrant.
So, right, yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, and so I just love anything holistic. I've always, for the last several years, I've worked with holistic stuff, and I'm always looking towards that. Now, I'm not saying that you don't need a doctor, because there are some of us that do need doctors. Doctors are great. We have holistic doctors that are jumping on board with this because they want to help people, and it's very affordable to help people.
I want to see a showcase this coming month.
Oh, we will definitely do that in all of our events. So what else do you have to say today, Glenn, before we end the show here in just a few minutes? Anything?
Oh, just maybe to pray for some of the homeless people on the streets. Maybe to be giving and thankful for where we're at.
Be more giving this holiday season.
That's for sure. I mean, it is cold out there. They need clothes. They need food.
Yeah.
They
need what can we do for pillows. You know, just let us know. We'll definitely do what
we can.
I'm
sure you'll put my ad up on the on your website and just bring them down to my thrift store food pantry. And bring
it down there. It's good to have that because now I have somebody else. Yeah.
Yes, and if we need to share something with somebody out there too, we will. You know, the blankets, the MREs, the food, the clothes. If someone else needs to come out and get
some. Yeah, because I have actually had some people that have gotten in touch with me on Facebook and they need help. And as far as money goes, you know, we're all tight on the budget because of what happened last year with COVID.
If they need a spot to stay, I mean, as long as you can work or get a check, you can come on in.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome, Glenn. So why don't you throw your information out real quick, and then Marcy, I'll have you throw your information out real quick.
Right. It's Southern Supportive Services at 2400 15th Ave South. The number is 727-244-0427. And then I have a thrift store. It's at 1655 16th Street South, and that's where all the food and the free clothes are, and the MREs and the blankets and the people that save the Southside community down there, that's for sure.
And let me say that you are doing an amazing job helping people, and I feel honored to have you on the show today. That's what this show is all about, is helping other people.
Thank you. I have to put a shout out to some of my tribe out there.
Go ahead.
Some of the case managers, some of the van drivers, some of the office staff. There's the Gypsies, the Felix, the John Josephs, the Judy Rays that have been with me forever, that have that endless love.
Amen.
You know, that selflessness to give back and help another person. You know what I mean?
Amen. One person a day.
They have gotten that miracle and they want to give that miracle back. And you know, it takes everybody just like that to start giving it back until they get their shoulders back and a little sparkle in their eye.
Yeah.
And start doing it themselves.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
Glenn.
It was a pleasure. I was nervous.
And Marcy, real quick, like, just shout out your information on your books. It's so exciting. And how you biohack everything and just get your body back into homeostasis.
Well, I'm Ashley, a holistic lifestyle coach as well. And my website is holisticlifestylenow.com. You can actually pick up this book, Falling, and I Can Get Up on Amazon. And also, I have another book out called I'm Not Crazy, It's All in My Gut. It's
I
all
love
about
that
gut
one.
health, right? So the new one is actually going to be out, you know, within a couple weeks, and that's biohacking your mind, body, and creating a life that does not suck.
I love that. I've started looking into I've been reading your book, so, and I'm writing a book that I'm doing in a song called Living the Blessed Life Now. So I just want to thank all of our wonderful listeners and viewers today, Facebook Live and 106.1 Tantalk Radio. I'm just honored to be on the show and to be talking about your health. And so next Tuesday, I'm going to have a special guest on next Tuesday, and we'll be talking all about it. And so thank you guys for joining Living
bless
a Healthy Lifestyle Show.
Thank you.
And
thank
God you. Bless you. And I'm just praying for all you guys out there today. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
And have
you.
A great
thank
day.
You.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Tantalk Radio 106.1.